19 minutes past the hour. We are back. The Yolanda Adams Morning Show with Marcus D, A.V., you and me. Faith, family, friends, and fun is what we stand on this Fly Friday. Call it that because it's faithfully loving y'all for faithfully loving us day.
Yeah.
Including the day before Marcus D. Wiley's birthday. There we go. And to celebrate, we have two very special people in studio with us right now. We're going to talk to the one and only Cora. Miss Tamala Mann. Yes. Welcome to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Good
beautiful.
Morning. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. It's like... It's just so early. I don't want to cry this early.
Don't cry. And you know, Marcus and AV know how much I love you and David. Mm-hmm. I talk about you guys all the time. First of all, the epitome of servants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
The epitome of servants. I've seen you guys serve for many, many years. And then what God does is he kind of lets you peek into what he's already put on the inside of you with the plays and everything, all the way to the television screen, to the big silver screen, as they call it now. Man, that has to be so awesome because, you know, because God trusts you.
Well, I thank him, but that's my prayer that, you know, God, as you elevate me, you can trust me. And you know, I still ride by my old places we used to live just to keep me humble. But I just thank God for being in this place and him being faithful. But first of all, being faithful to God, and he's been faithful to us. You know, 25 years and us doing this and building this all together has been amazing. And I'm just happy to just see what God is about to take us even further. And like we were just talking about the marriage ministry and the music. I mean, I'm just so grateful to God.
Well, God is
and you guys, Radio One.
Hey, we're just a part of God's plan.
Yes.
That's all, because God had to put it in you first.
Yeah.
All right.
And so we love that. You know, I don't shout, David. David is over here shouting in the corner.
He's clowning. Oh, Lord.
But, guys, we've been playing Take Me to the King. That song, it seems like it has been number one forever because it is a prayer of a lot of people. We get a chance, you know, in radio we get the immediate chance to hear from folks who say, you know, that song saved my life. That song took me a long way because I was on my way to the hospital, or I was, you know, having to deal with a death and blah 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 blah. Take Me to the King, I know that's you and Kirk's collaboration. Just a snippet of what that means to you.
That it means the greatest to me. It's like the chemistry that we have. First of all, with me and Kirk was like, wow. It was like over 12 years we hadn't worked together. To come back in the studio and for it to click like it did, it was like we were never apart. And I just really thank God for the Lord giving him that. But when he sung that song to me, it's like on my way home, I was singing it. Mm-hmm. It's like I had memorized it just that quick that, you know, that I was like, yes, Lord. But I wanted to give something to the people. And that's why I told Kirk, give me something good. And, you know, and the Lord gave it to him. And I'm so grateful for him hearing the Lord and us being able to put that together to give to the people. And like you said, it's a blessing to hear the testimonies. This lady came to me in the airport real quickly the other day, and she said, my son died October last year, 17 years old, and she said, the Lord just told me to tell you to come, let you know that this got me through, and you're blessing me. And I mean, she broke down, started crying. I was crying. We in the airport, too, was like, ooh, mama, she got you this morning. I was like, yes, because that's what it's all about, the ministry of helping people, encouraging people that we can make it. I don't care what we're going through, we can make it. So, you know, the Lord kind of set it up, too, for this next single that we're working on. You know, I can only imagine. And it's like after being taken to the King, can you just imagine just standing before the Lord? What will you do? Are you what will your reaction be if we could just kind of just go there for a minute? But just only imagine just standing before the King. I mean, it's just like, wow.
Well, so, you did a beautiful job. So here it is. I Can Only Imagine, Miss Tamala Mann on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could
Yeah. Because she said earlier, Kirk sang the song to
her. She did say
now,
that.
If Kirk sang the song to you, surely.
Yeah, but he did. He sang the song to show her.
To show me.
Oh, that's
no,
what
no, no.
Of course, you know I was laughing, Mark. Right. I was laughing. He turned around from the piano and looked at me like, what, damn, what?
Look, we know.
He did sing.
Said, Kirk, you play too much. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Tamla, when will you be done with the CD, with the project?
October, the end of October, we'll release Tamela Mann, the deluxe edition, and this will be on there. And I also went back and did Now Behold the Lamb.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And we got a couple of surprises, and I did live some live pieces on there. So y'all go away, check it out. Hey, I just want to thank everybody for supporting me. Yeah. I thank you from the... Look, from the top of my heart, not the bottom, from the top of my heart. I mean, we couldn't, you know, we independent, man. We can't, yeah. It's just help of the people and radio. I mean, I just thank you guys so much. It's just like, wow. Yeah. I'm in amazement.
You talk really about, like Yolanda said earlier, just wonderful people. I remember when we were down at the Inspiration Music Conference in Philadelphia, and David and Tamela were walking around with your son and your daughter. And we were backstage, man, and they were just, like, feeding me everything. I think they were getting fruit candy bars, just making sure everything's what I say. These are my kind of people right here. They're just laid back, you know, fun people, but they're powerful, you know, in the gift and the talent that God has given you. So we're definitely excited about the things that God has forward for the both of you and the entire family. And we love your music and love your gift.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Now, Marcus a song.
I'll tell T and D.
So what's up next for you?
What's next? We're actually shopping a new show called Man and Wife that me and David actually get to play Man and Wife again. Mm. And we're working on a reality show. So we got a couple things. Cool. And we're working on the marriage ministry. Mm-hmm. So you just follow us at davidandtamilaman.com. Of course, y'all know we do everything together. We're tagging it together. Mm-hmm. David and Tamil Man, and you can just follow us.
Yeah, a reality show.
Could you? Well, first of all, my family, y'all pray my strength in the Lord. Because they are... Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
I was scared to do it because my kids, you know, they all grown. And I was like, hey, mm-hmm. watch what you say. I'm representing the church.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm representing the church.
You got.
But I will knock you up yourself.
Oh, Lord. Be like, how was that? Karen said on there. I'm not say it again.
That's right. I love their show, too.
Yeah. Yeah. What will it be named? Will it be
the man's?
Yeah.
The man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
And don't forget they have the cooking show and lifestyle show. So they have tons of things that they're doing. And I was telling them that it is a blessing to be able to do everything you love to do in this hour. You know, God is doing some amazing things right now if you just say yes. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said before, you guys are such wonderful, loving, giving people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not often that you hear, I told Don Lawrence this the other day, it's not often that you hear people say, oh, they're so sweet. Mm-hmm. Everybody says the same thing. Yeah. Oh, they're so sweet. They're so loving. And I've seen you guys give, you know, in places where you thought nobody was looking, you know. And it really makes a difference. So y'all keep doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. That's important. We got to pass it on.
You're going to make me cry. I wasn't going to say nothing. I'm about to break down. I didn't just let myself go.
This is your
love
wedding.
You, David. You're crazy.
never ending with David.
But isn't that a joy to be with your best friend every day and just hang out? And
yes, ma'am. You know. My homeboy. This is my homeboy. And I'm telling you, David, it's hard to be mad at him, y'all, because he keeps me laughing. I'll tell him, too, you play too much.
David and Tamela, man. All right.